From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Britain's Conservatives victorious. British Prime Minister David Cameron and his Conservative Party secured a majority in Thursday's parliamentary vote. Divine pre-election opinion polls have predicted a razor-thin outcome. Mr. Cameron will get another five-year term as Prime Minister, and his Conservative Party will take more than 326 of the 650 seats up for grabs in the House of Commons. Speaking after visiting with Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace, Mr. Cameron said this.
I've just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, and I will now form a majority Conservative government. I've been proud to lead the first coalition government in 70 years, and I want to thank all those who worked so hard to make it a success, and in particular, on this day, Nick Clegg. Elections can be bruising clashes of ideas and arguments, and a lot of people who believe profoundly in public service have seen that service cut short. Ed Miliband rang me this morning to wish me luck with the new government. It was a typically generous gesture from someone who is clearly in public service for all the right reasons. The government I led did important work. It laid the foundations for a better future. And now we must build on them.
Big gains by the Scottish National Party were one of the biggest surprises in the election. The pro-independence party won more than 50 seats, and doing so soundly defeating Labour and making Scotland a near one-party state. You are listening to the news coming to you from the Voice of America. Europe and U.S. Friday are making the 70th anniversary of what is known as Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, the day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II on the continent. In his weekly address, released early for the occasion, U.S. President Barack Obama paid tribute to those who served in the war, calling them the generation that literally saved the world. Mr. Obama urged Americans today to rededicate themselves, quote, to the freedoms for which they fought, end quote. French President François Hollande also called for unity, describing VE Day as the victory of an ideal over a totalitarian ideology. A helicopter crash in northern Pakistan has killed at least seven people, including the ambassadors of Pakistan and from the Philippines and Norway, and the wives of the ambassadors of Malaysia and Indonesia. Officials say the helicopter crash landed Friday in Nalhar Valley. Two pilots and a crew member were also killed. Army spokesman Major General Asim Bajwal said on Twitter that the ambassadors of Poland and the Netherlands were among the survivors who have varying degrees of injuries. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for downing the aircraft. The U.S. says it's now training moderate Syrian rebels to fight against Islamic State militants on the ground in Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told reporters Thursday that 90 highly vetted individuals began training at a secure location, which he did not disclose.
Combat training has begun for a company-sized group from the new Syrian forces. This program is critical and a complex part of our counter-ISIL efforts. We expect a second group to begin training in the next few weeks.
Combat training has begun. The announcement of the Obama administration's increased support of the moderate opposition in Syria comes a day after President Bashar al-Assad promised a crowd on Martyrs' Day that government troops will regain control of the areas now run by rebel forces. The United Nations says it has received only 22 million of the 415 million it says it needs for the emergency response to the 7.8 magnitude Nepal earthquake. Jamie McGoldrick, the UN's chief official in Nepal, said donations for the humanitarian efforts in the impoverished Himalayan nation following the earthquake need to be dramatically ramped up. The U.S. unemployment rate improved slightly in April, reaching the lowest level in nearly 7 years. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the jobless rate fell 0.1% to 5.4%, while the economy had a net gain of 223,000 jobs for the month. Government experts say job gains were seen in business services, healthcare, and construction. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news.